very sorry for you, CJ. I'm sorry they had to write you out of the show.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, my god. Who do you think I was talking about?
That's the end of the babysitting club for that Negro.
Hey, but you heard his speech in this episode. He said that baby is what kept him alive. Kind of like how I keep you alive, from what I hear.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. Out of all the out of all the people he sees, where was Merle?
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you. I was waiting. I'm like, oh, the governor. Oh, Merle, where is he? No fucking Merle.
That nigga is racist. That nigga, I've never seen a more racist nigga than that black ass nigga we saw or whatever. And shit. I was like, how dare he not think of that beautiful white man or whatever? How fucking dare? What an insult to this goddamn show.
That was. I was ready for it. I was like, oh shit, they could actually bring Merle back. Then I was disappointed. I wanted him dead.
I thought Merle was going to come out of the corner. I thought Merle was going to come out of the corner and say, you know, I'm glad all you niggas is dying on this. Just one less nigga I got to worry about.
I don't remember him having any beef with Merle. I guess they never had a fist fight or anything.
He didn't have a fist fight with them girls or Beth.
Yeah.
Hey, what was his connection to Beth?
Name or Bob's or Cody's character, Bob Stokey?
Yeah, what the fuck was Bob doing there?
Because he was fucking his sister. That's why.
That's why he was there.
That's what you want to see before you die. The dude boning your sister.
Yeah, he was doing it with his stump.
No, I'm pretty sure I don't want to see that before I die.
Oh, then don't look at those photos then of me and your sister then. Because I hear the TP is getting toned down today. Sammy, I'm going to send you a picture. I saw a dream catcher in somebody's car window today. I thought about you so much. I was like, aw.
Haven't you missed all this, Sammy?
Actually,
I never left.
Really missed this. I was like, my Sunday.
She never left. I heard top 10 list. So
top 10 list. And also, fuck everyone who thought that was real. Oh my god.
Oh, Sammy, don't be trying to make excuses now. You see that CJ's trying to back out. Just go ahead, Sammy. Lord. Fuck everyone.
You know those hallucinations that Tyrese had were more real than you, Sammy.
Don't be trying to back out now. Just accept your list.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter what people think. It's your list. You can tell them to get fucked. That's it.
Right.
Now, granted, it was a horrible fucking list, but it was a list.
It was a list. Yeah, that's what it was. It's definitely a list.
You know what, people? We are back.
Back for what, though, Wayne?
I don't know. Fucking Walking Dead, my man. Walking Dead.
A good show to recap.
Yeah, I was going to say, spit that horrible Gotham come out of your mouth and get some good shit back into you.
I like cum in my mouth, though. But carry on.
Let that Gotham come.
Thank God Gotham is now been replaced. Well, sadly, it hasn't been replaced because we'll still get to recap that shit. But people, the Walking fucking Dead is back. Thank fucking God.
And I'm the phenomenal one. Yes.
Of course you are. And I'm Wayne.
And I'm Chicago John.
Sammy Stormbird.
Oh, she's gone with the Sammy Stormbird.
Ah, still with the Stormbird, huh? Oh, okay. I forgot y'all motherfuckers are using those names, too.
Yeah, I've dropped that shit.
I don't even know. Are we using those names? Sammy, then. Whatever.
Well, you know what? Wayne's gonna have to use his name today because I don't know if he saw a certain graffiti in this episode that said, the wolves are near.
What? Wait, I missed that.
How'd you miss that, man?
Hey, I'm the guy who missed two lesbians straight on camera, alright?
I thought you definitely would have caught that one. I was like, it was when they were checking out the houses where Noah was from, and they saw the little yellow spray paint on the wall right there. It said the wolves are near.
No, I didn't see that shit. Oh, God, I have to rewatch it.
Damn, Wayne, this episode was yours.
I'm too busy looking for Merle.
He's too busy looking for ass.
This episode was too busy trying to piss people off. That's what it was.
No, it was not pissing people. It was pandering to me because I'm so glad Tyrese is fucking dead. It's about time. Oh, they got rid of Beth and they got rid of Tyrese. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm happy
again.
Off
to a good start.
Yeah, off to a great start.
I got to say, though, this show, every time it kills one of these bad characters, except for with the exception of Andrea, that bitch, she didn't have no, fuck her, she didn't get no good death. But everyone that has ever died on this show, they always had a good death going out.
Except Tyrese.
I actually liked Tyrese's little story arc they had going with the, because I thought it was something different that this show didn't do. But what I liked about it was that it made it seem like, is that motherfucker psychotic or
what? is that what happens when you get bit? Like, do you start hallucinating? You see people? Like, is that what happens?
I like that.
A table for 30 minutes? You know?
What'd you want him to do?
What I liked about it, though, was that white dude, that redneck motherfucker talking about, see what happened, nigga? Yeah. Told your ass was going to get it.
babysitter.
You just babysitter. Your kind don't live. He should have told him, nigga, didn't you die 5 episodes ago? Hold on. Shit. Fuck you going to tell me what the fuck going on here? But I like that. Those dead people coming back to life, conflicting with each other, telling Tyrese, is it all over?
That's where I wanted him to see, like, baby Judith. Like, come in, slap him, say, yeah, fucking change my diaper, bastard. Come on, get them fucking, do some babysitting work, motherfucker.
I wanted his girlfriend to come back.
Okay. Where was she?
You gotta sing to her and then she walks away.
Yes, that's what I wanted. You know, she's in the bathroom high and she's just like, is that nigga out there singing still?
hallucination, he can't get nothing.
And she did come in. She was just like a pile of ash that just kind of blew through the room and blew out the window.
Yeah, I thought everybody's death, though, that everybody got a death scene. I thought they were all great except for Andrea. Whatever they showed for her, I was like, man, that bitch just need to go. I don't give a fuck what
it is. Even the way hers was done was just kind of, meh.
It was whatever, because everybody was sick of her ass at that point. She was getting too much screen time for nothing.
Well, here's a question, that out of all the people, like, minor or main characters who had died, who had the best, you reckon?
Oh, Lizzie. Without a doubt.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
That fucking episode. That episode is like one of the best episodes. That episode was badass, man. I recently went back and rewatched that, man. That build up to that scene at the end was just, that was spectacular.
Yeah.
She still looked crazy.
And they even brought her back. It's amazing how she got older in the afterlife, but it doesn't really matter.
Even what's his name? Merle had a good death because it was the last time we saw Daryl do something.
Yeah, it's good. He's been that's true. He's done shit all since then.
Ever since that motherfucker died, he ain't done a goddamn thing since. You know what? Daryl should die then. I want to see Merle come back.
Yes! Daryl's going to get bitten so you can have Merle. There you go.
Yes! That's what we got to do to get Merle.
You can still
save Daryl.
Yeah, you, no, but you can still
afford Merle now.
Yeah, but you can still save Daryl.
That's right. He's making that Guardians money.
He had the toys and everything. He's even in the Disney toy game.
Well, yeah, fuck it. Have him come back as the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, just to really confuse people.
Have
that whistle arrow just go through all these walkers' heads.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they should do to bring him back. Just create Yondu in this world or whatever. He just fucking stabs his arm.
He's got the perfect arrow. Hey, baby brother, use this on your crossbow. And fucking
I got something for your crossbow right here, brother. You know, the whole time I was watching this, I kept thinking of Merle, though, just going, because I kept seeing all these black people, and I was just like, God, I wonder what Merle would think about all this right now. It's been a lot of change since T-Dog. I mean, it's like 4 black people in this one scene right here. I'm like, Merle wouldn't be able to handle all this. This is too much right here. And some of these niggas got to die. And obviously we saw one that died.
Yeah. And you knew something was going to happen because whenever somebody's going to die, somebody starts to do something stupid like Noah. Oh, yeah, he went from having a limp leg to outrunning people.
And to carrying him out of the fucking house.
And then Robert, he couldn't even do his job right.
I'm about to say, I think anyone can outrun Tyrese. Look at his fat ass. Come on. That ain't that hard to pull off. that brother's still breathing. Like, what embarrassed me about that brother is his opening scene is just like, I was like you once, brother. I lost somebody I cared about. I was ready to die and stuff. I was like, he the only nigga in this show that still has his family intact, and he's still talking about, I lost somebody that I cared about too, you know.
Somebody, like, damn, nigga. Yes, somebody I fucked once and that I fell in love with. And
yeah.
Give me shit.
Everybody in this show done lost family members, they wives and stuff. Like, this nigga's got his sister still intact and still crying about some bitch he never even slept with.
Never.
I was like you, brother, you know. I'm at the end of my grave, you know, and Osby's walking with the tombstones and all that, you know. I was like, what is this nigga talking about?
Tell me, how come this show, right? Bob Stokey's the only motherfucker who still had missing his leg in the afterlife. Whereas the other month, no, like the governor, he didn't look like he had a fucking samurai sword sliced through his fucking chest or a gunshot to the head.
Well, they didn't want to look too silly now. I
mean, what's the point? How come Bob Stokey's like, yep, I'm still missing my leg. Don't know fucking why.
I think it's more reasonable to miss a leg than a head, you know?
That's the point. Like, where was Herschel? Just like a missing head Herschel just walking around, bumping into shit.
Because you got to remember, Tyrese's last version of seeing the governor, he still had a head intact. Nobody knew the governor's head got chopped off.
Yeah,
except for Michonne and Rick.
Yeah, but did he see Lizzie getting killed?
He was looking out the window.
Yeah, but it was from a distance.
He was doing a Mr. Rogers. Hello, neighbor. I see you.
That was from a distance. That's a big difference.
Yeah, he saw that, and he saw, what's his name, Bob's leg. Not off
the Bob's leg. That would have been better if he just saw Bob's leg, and not Bob at all.
Like, start talking.
Like, the leg hopping around.
Start kicking that the redneck on the floor.
I love that fucking those deaf people coming though. They were all conflicted, giving him arguments and shit like that. It was, you know, I never saw Tyrese dying this early or whatever, but you can tell just from this episode, it definitely was a build up to him getting. That's why having all these dead people come back to life, or for that his imagination, whatever, is showing that and speaking the words that they were speaking. He's just like, yeah, I guess this was kind of inevitable. They were kind of building up to this.
Yeah, this is like. I know CJ said you didn't really care for the way they did it. I thought it was completely different, but actually fascinating.
Yeah. I don't think it was best, but I think it was fascinating on how the directional role it was taken of, it was done very differently from the occasional way of, shooting this.
I'm just saying, like, I have myself in that mindset of, like, you're going into this house, you know there's some zombies in there. Why aren't you doing reconnaissance? Why aren't you looking around?
Because it's Tyrese. You know? Tyrese's a fucking idiot.
Goes back to what I was saying. It was like, is this guy a psychopath? Because when he was looking at those photos and was confused, you saw his eyes started to shrivel up like he was losing his shit at a moment or whatever. So the point of him seeing all these dead bodies was like, okay, so he was already on the verge of losing his shit then.
Yeah, I think he was just more confused that there could be two Steve Urkels in the world.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now. Those two little black-ass niggas look nothing like that kid Noah. I was just like, are these supposed to be Noah and his brother? I swear, that every TV show is always the most racist shit I've ever fucking seen. They just get any random-ass niggas to be
playing. Wait.
That is so
true. Was that supposed to be a twin?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was like he had two twin brothers.
Yeah, they were two twin brothers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because one was in the bed and the other one attacked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I was confused. I'm trying to work out, was he a twin or was his brothers or what the fuck was going on with that?
It was two twin brothers. I was reading about this shit. What I've been reading about a lot lately is, my God, people are screaming for Negan to show in this goddamn show because all the shit that they just crowbarring in saying, oh, he's coming. It was like, hey, did you see Noah's mom's head, how it was encaved in? I was like, she's a fucking zombie. That's what you do to zombies. I ain't got shit to do with this character may appear. And it was like, oh, I saw Glenn touch a baseball bat.
I was going
to
say, the baseball bat. I was like, oh, God, fucking
it. I was like, come on, that's some stretching-ass shit right there. Come on. And they was like, y'all saw the rope in the forest? Negan used barbed wire around that bat or whatever. Oh, he's coming. I was like, okay, this nigga is fucking... Give me some better clues than that shit.
That's reaching. Like, I get the baseball bat thing when Glenn picked up the bat. I was just like, you know what? That is probably a little shout-out to Negan. But he's probably not coming. I really hope he does.
Maybe end of the season. End of the season, I do, yeah.
Right? Like,
I would say, I agree with Sammy on that one. The fact that Glenn touched the baseball bat, I guess that is a little foreshadowing because Negan takes him out with that baseball bat, but everything else that they brought up, because there was just shit, I was like, okay, that's a little bit of a stretch. Where they were talking about the zombie's head is encaved, I was like, you could walk down the road and you'll see 20 zombie heads in cave. I mean, shit. How else do you fucking kill them? You encave that goddamn head, shit. They got shit to do with no character.
I like character building that literally Rick is becoming Santa Claus. That fucking beard. Oh, if that beard gets any bigger, he's either going to turn into a fucking Wolfman or fucking Bigfoot or Sasquatch or whatever the fuck it is.
How about you go fuck yourself, Wayne? Because I'm 100% into it.
I know you love the hair. It's all about the hair.
Oh,
God. For you.
I'm so into it.
He looks like a homeless. He looks like... he's homeless. He is homeless, I guess. So that worked.
Sammy, why are you into the hair? I want to know this now. I don't think we ever delve into this. Why are you into the? Is it because of the Native American thing? Is that what it is?
How's that a Native American thing?
Because you guys are hairy.
No, they're not. They're hairless.
Yeah, they got like ponytails and shit like that. You know they do. Come on.
Oh, long hair. I don't think it's long hair. You know what? I think I like.
Do you muff dive? You telling us?
What?
Do you muff dive? Is that what you're telling us?
Muff dive, oh my lord.
I have partaked.
Do you go deep seeing parting?
I have, yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Do you like the wild trim?
Eh, not really. I like it when you clean it up.
Oh, damn. Alrighty then. Wow. You nasty, girl.
I'm nasty. How am I nasty?
And on this week's Jungle Love People.
That's what I like about you. that's what I like about your nasty ass. You're one of those chicks I picked up from a bar and snuck out the window or something like that while you slept, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, poor Rick.
You know, Sammy, since I know you, I wouldn't sneak out your window. I'd use the front door.
Oh.
But you still sneak out the front door, right?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. I'd let her know. I'd leave a note on the door. You know, I'd be like, "Hey, girl, I stole your juice and I left. I had to go somewhere." So
your juice and I left.
Yeah, so you better have some cranberry juice in that fridge, girl.
Sorry, right now in the fridge it's something called cran cherry. It's cranberry juice and cherry juice together.
Oh, you get that bullshit out of here. That's that cheap imitation shit right there. Whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's all they had. I wanted real cranberry.
Oh, come on,
juice.
Pay one. Don't you want a cherry?
Hey, I've already gotten Sammy Sherry. Only one that hasn't gotten it is.
God. Oh my God.
Back
I've
to Jungle
missed
Love
this
people.
So much. I've missed The Walking Dead. I've missed this.
Positive I have to say too about this show is that this is probably the best cinematography shots I've seen in this season so
it
far.
Actually, it did look good. I'll give you that. It did look
the
good.
Shots in here was actually shot beautiful. I was like, some scenes, even with the zombies or anything, the special effects will always look good in this show, but every season we see that it really amps it up a little bit more. And the shots in here, I thought, especially the opening title card before the title card scene, whatever,
yeah.
I thought that was beautiful, man.
I was just, I love that there was that one shot where it kind of went bullet time bullshit. And Rick turns around, he shoots the walker just before it gets the Tyrese.
Oh, yes, because we've seen it through Tyrese's eyes, yeah.
That looked fucking awesome. And it was just like a slow motion hit explode.
Yeah, that whole scene, though, where Tyrese passed out and you saw everything moving in slow motion, I thought that was, like, one of the best shots I've seen in this show so far.
It did actually look like it did look awesome. It did just make Tyrese the whole visionary, like, of the show from now on.
I do enjoy being tricked by the opening of the episode. Because you watch the opening and you're like, okay, yeah, this is a continuation because Beth just died. And then you get to the end and it's like, oh, son of a bitch.
So happy.
He ain't no longer on this show. That's what it is.
I think they're listening to us because, like, I've waited so long for Beth to die and Tyrese and back to back episodes. I mean, it can't be any better than that.
So you know, I never wished for Tyrese to die. I just wish he'd stop bitching.
But he was never going to, so he had to die. Simple as that.
Yeah. I saw room for that character to grow, though. He didn't grow annoying. Well, he was annoying, but he wasn't on a part of Andre or Lori's character level. You know, he wasn't on that part. Where those two failed, I saw room for improvement for Tyrese.
Yeah, nah. Nah. I think it was time for him to go. He was never going to learn. He was just going to be a babysitter, and he was just getting in Rick's way.
He was being a bitch.
And how can he be so fat living in this world? Seriously, there's no food. What's he eating?
I did kind of look at that, too. I'm like, man, brother's still big. And they always starving, huh?
Eating babies, that's what it is.
Oh my God.
Now we all know why CJ is definitely disappointed by this episode, though. Is because he ain't gonna be there to take care of that baby, just like CJ ain't taking care of it.
I'm actually proud of him, if anything.
CJ, I know you're sad about that. I know you're sad about that, CJ, but you know, in real life, you can still do the right thing.
No, okay. That would never happen.
And even you talk about like the one shot, which I wanted to bring up too, when that he's seeing, I think it was, the two girls are like pulling on his arm, and then cuts to Rick just saying, one clean blow, and you see fucking, what's the name, with a fucking sword just fucking lob his arm off and cuts away, like, that shit was awesome, I gotta say.
I thought the whole thing between seeing through Tyrese's eyes were awesome. I thought that was definitely
But the way it was edited, like, it was like straight, like, you see like them yanking on his arm, trying, and then it just cuts to Rick, and he's like straight, you know, cut it fucking straight through, and woof.
Yeah. What's the name of this episode, Sammy? It was
Goodbye, Tyrese.
What happened and what's going on?
thought that was a perfect title.
It should have been called What the Fuck.
That's essentially what they did. They're like, "What the? We want to call it What the Fuck, but what happened and what's going on?"
Should have been Welcome Back, Merle.
Yeah. That should have been Where's Merle at?
That's really funny, Wade, because the next episode is called Welcome Back, Merle.
What? No way! Bullshit.
No, of course not!
Damn it! Fuck? Fuck you, Sammy!
Yeah, she's lying. Come on, Wayne. I would know this now.
I would know God this. Damn you! Fuck you! I had my hopes up.
He's lying. Trust me. Yeah, my Merle ain't never gonna come back, baby.
Glued back to this chair just waiting for it. Where is he?
He's gone.
It's just called Them. Oh, that's a stupid episode name.
Them is the wolves, Wayne.
Oh, okay, I'm all for that then. Can't wait to see these wolves.
The wolves are near, Wayne. People were saying that was Negan's group. I was just like, hey, this group wasn't even called. Okay, now that's some stretching right there again.
If it is, I'm on Negan's side. I'm with him. Definitely. Fuck him. Fuck Glenn. Fuck Rick. Fuck all of them. Go the
Negan
wolves.
Negan kills Glenn, so.
In the comic, though. In the comic. So we don't know if that will happen in this world. If it does, hey, I'm all there for Maggie. I don't care.
I don't think Negan is going to show up in this show, but that's just me.
In time.
You know what? Let me take that back. I think they probably will encounter a new villain at one point, but I don't think it's going to be this soon.
No, is it? Maybe towards the end of the season, they'll decide, oh, we need to bring in another governor-type person.
You know, the thing is, I think they switched character roles with Governor Negan in the books from here, because the governor wasn't as smart as he was in the books, in this show as he was in the books, and Negan was kind of the smart one in the books, and they made the governor the smart ones. I wonder if they were going to make Negan the all-out uncontrollable crazy ass that the governor was in the books.
Yeah. I mean, who the fuck knows what they're doing with the show, to be honest.
Yeah, they didn't
do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like one of those worlds you can get away with a lot of shit. So,
CJ, what didn't you like about this episode? Is what I want to know.
Ooh. I don't know. The whole just killing.
Oh, he's sad that he's lost his favorite character.
CJ, we all lost the character.
I'm just upset that he died in a stupid way. It's like he had time to check out the house. Why didn't he check out the house? Why did Noah kept on running away and running, Noah kept running away. They had to keep chasing him down. He was going to get them killed, and he did. He got them killed. So.
If it was someone like Rick, Shane, Merle, or anyone like that, I would agree with you, but it's Tyrese. It's like, what was you expecting from Tyrese? Like,
I was going to say, how come they killed off our favorites? This is bullshit.
If it was any one of them, I could understand that. Daryl, Merle, Shane, Rick, or anyone—I can understand one of them because they proved without a doubt they always got their eyes behind their back. But it's Tyrese. This nigga has not proved anything in this show as far as like being war veteran type status.
You know what? They're still not going to prove anything by replacing him with Noah. Noah's not going to. Noah. He keeps messing up all his jobs.
Noah's not replacing them. That preacher is.
That's a lot better.
Noah's replacing Bob Cody. Gotta have a new alcoholic.
But see, this opens great storylines for Sasha to show how fucked up now she could potentially be.
I said that shit last season. I said one of them gotta die.
Yep, and you said you picked it. You said it'd be Tyrese, and good to see how Sasha will handle it.
Because Sasha, not even she's not part of the story.
She is now.
She's now.
Yeah. Back to back, she's lost two people she cared about, which is Bob.
Oh, she didn't know Bob at all.
Yeah, she
hey, at least she did it with Bob. Unlike her brother.
That is true. But you saw in the last episode, though, that she was kind of losing her shit a little bit just based off of Bob being dead. So how would she react next episode knowing that both him and Tyrese is dead now?
She's gonna lose her shit, and it's going to be awesome.
She doesn't have anyone there now to console her or anyone.
She can relate to Maggie, because now Maggie's the last of the farm people.
But Maggie has sweat.
Damn, is that a compliment or a
the farm people, though.
So that's the motherfucker living on Ohio.
Right.
The farm people.
Now, your dad took shit about my Maggie. If she dies, I give up on this show.
Next episode.
You can kill Shane, you can kill everyone else, but don't kill Maggie.
I'm telling you right now.
No, you can't kill anybody else. You can't kill fucking Rick.
Yeah, I was going to say, how come P1 loses his Merle? I lose Shane. Kill Rick. Kill Rick for Sammy.
No,
I was going to say, Sammy played it safe.
Yeah, he played
Sammy
the main.
Played it real safe. She picked a character she knew was going to live throughout this show or whatever. Wayne lost his in the second season. he lost his pretty early.
Hasn't been the same since. But then they brought Merle back. I'm like, hey, Merle's in.
Yeah. I lost mine, you know, and CJ, you just lost yours now. So, you know, Sammy, your day will come. Your day will come. No, you know what? He ain't going to lose Rick, but he going to shave that beard. That's what's going to happen.
Oh. No.
He's going to lose the beard.
Worse.
He's going to shave that shit. He's making him look old.
What is he going to shave it with,
Wayne? He's old.
He's got a fucking machete. Shave it with that.
A machete.
Be a man.
A straight razor can fucking cut you. I can only imagine a machete.
He's gonna teach. He's gonna teach Carl how to shave.
Michonne. Oh my god! Sword.
Yeah, he's gonna use the sword to shave.
Oh hell no!
Yeah, but Rick's got his machete. He's always got that big ass knife on him.
And you know what? And one thing I did like that little fight scene. How they didn't make Michonne boring. Like they actually put that metal rod in the zombie neck.
Oh yeah.
When she went to attack it. You know, it stirred it up a little bit. It made it a little different.
Yeah, the fact she tried to cut it off and it got blocked by the metal. Yeah, that metal fucking.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, what the heck? Yeah. Like, this is a super zombie? That's all I said.
It's a super zombie. They're evolving.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Michonne, though, she had a great scene with Rick too. Towards that, before that bullet time slow motion shot scene of through Tyrese's vision. I really like that dialogue exchange they had. It felt like everybody just gave up in this episode. There's nothing else to live for.
No, it's not. They're living in a shit world, and they've got nowhere to go. Where are they going to learn? Go to a fucking island, away from all this shit. Problem solved.
Well, remember they did that in Dawn of the Dead. And...
Yeah, but
that didn't turn out too good.
Yeah, that didn't turn out too well, actually. And Wayne, there's actually a lot of people inhabiting on these islands nowadays. For someone as me who's traveled to a lot of these islands, there's a lot of
motherfucker, come out to Australia. We're desert everywhere. Problem solved.
No, hell no. I don't want to go to Australia in the zombie park. You motherfuckers be riding around in Mad Max.
We're prepared for that shit.
Okay, we're ready. Correct you. They're not going to be riding around nothing because their traffic is atrocious. So they all gonna be walkers in their cars. Like that one crazy walker that was sitting in the car.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got to remember that too, where they stumbled upon all those severed torsos.
Oh yeah,
that was another thing they were saying. Oh, that could be part of Negan's army of zombies or whatever. I was like, okay, now you motherfuckers are really stretching for that Negan shit now.
No, I know.
But who did that? Like, who put those top halves in the car? And just left
did you them? Notice they have a carving on their head too?
Yeah, they
every
did.
One of them.
What was that? Yeah.
I don't know what the symbol stood for, but I'm pretty sure they're going to explain that probably next episode.
I think it has something to do with the wolves.
Oh, the wolves!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the wolves.
Well.
Wayne, there you go. You know what would be funny? Who was controlling the wolves, too? Who's the leader of the wolves? Shane.
Oh, dog, did that. That'd be it.
And Merle.
Okay. Don't get us too excited, please.
Greatest episode ever.
Hey, the best thing ever to see Shane and Merle.
To die to complete the pack, right?
You see Shane and Merle. Really Shane and Merle ride in on zombie wolves. And then I'm like, done.
You know, they were saying that, like, oh, how are they going to bring Beth back? It was like, oh, that sounds ridiculous. And then when you saw this episode, I was like, oh, okay, that's how they were. I was thinking that the whole time I was watching this episode when they kept saying it was going to bring Beth back, I was just like, you know what, at this point, I don't give a shit if you started bringing motherfuckers back to life. I was
just... No, tell me this. How the fuck does she get a guitar in the afterlife? Right?
Yeah.
She's God's pickaninny. That's why.
Just to piss people off in the world by singing
Bob
shitty music.
Going to be the new Oscar the Grouch.
You know, he could be Oscar the Great. How did he get... Yeah. He got a bit fatter since
he's
been on
Oscar. Wayne, he's an alcoholic, no legs. I mean, shit, he's perfect. God, I can't wait to stick his ass in a trash can and be like, here you go, motherfucker.
Jesus, you know what? I never thought about it. He could be...
Fired up boys need you right now.
Tainted trash. Tainted trash.
DJ, you don't sound too excited about this episode, though. I'm sensing some...
Because he lost his boy. He lost his favorite character.
I mean,
he really feels like he did, though. Like, at first, you was talking about, man, fuck this character. You know, and now that he did, he's just like, well, you know. Sound like you was expecting something from him.
I was. Like, I was, you know, I'm still waiting for that big fallout that they had. But I guess they kind of had it early in the scene when they was at the prison. That whole when Rick punched him in the face. You know, they and I never got the feeling that they were like...
That was like two seasons ago.
Yeah, I know. I never got that feeling from the comic. You know how they were like best friends at one point. I mean, you know, he covered him. He watched his baby. You know, he was his good... Yeah, I know. So, Tyrese is dead. I don't have to have any more...
One of those where he's just like, oh, it's not like the book, so now, you know, I gotta fault it now, or whatever, you know. No, he turned into one of those.
I just felt like he could have done more. He could have done more for himself. You know, he ever did anything.
He could have done more for himself as a person.
My question is to that though is how could you say that you would have felt he could have did more when he ain't done shit this whole fucking?
Exactly. I'm waiting for him. I'm still waiting for him to do something.
But what I'm asking you is what expectations were you having from after three seasons of him not doing a goddamn thing? So, like, where was your expectations coming from with you wanting more for something, expecting something from him?
I just had a little hope.
A little hope? Oh, okay.
You had hope. You had hope. I've been watching
a little bit too much of Man of Steel lately with that word of hope in there. You know.
Hey, we just found a new Green Lantern, P1. There you go. Tyrese.
Oh, you shut the fuck up, man. Get that pastor. He'll make Green Lantern.
Oh, my God.
I can see him as John Stewart now, reading the Bible.
Fuck that.
You know what, at this point, we won't just get a white Green Lantern. All these nigga choices they've been picking, so just get a white Green Lantern. Shit, fuck, get a Mexican Green Lantern at this point. Anything better than what they've been saying out
there. Yeah, they got one. Calories.
Fuck, get in. I don't give a shit. Just get any of them. Whatever. Get a goddamn Native American if you get Sammy. Shit, I'd prefer that.
Best Green Lantern.
Email Green Lantern. See what you can do with that ring, sexualize. Well, anyway,
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think you'd want to have that ring. You imagine the shit you could make with that stuff.
Oh, she tried to bring back her people with that ring. Come on now.
Hey, not everything's possible. People.
Use it to enslave the white man. Jeez,
that's fair.
Not half be the white man, right? Just pure white bread, right?
just the pure all right. White.
Talk about it, black as day, bright as night.
Poor CJ. He just wanted to do more in this show. That's all. I feel sorry for you, CJ. I really do.
I didn't want him to be a mammy throughout the whole two seasons. So,
hey, at least he went out.
Though he had a good death. Though you got to give him that, man. That was
what? He got bit by a little kid. Then there was another zombie. It would have been different if the zombie that was attacking him, like it just stayed the form of the governor. So he had to re-kill the governor. And he had to re-kill the racist dude.
But that zombie didn't bite him, though.
No.
It was the kid zombie that bit him. Yeah. I don't know. I thought his death fit with that character was, though. Like I said, if it was like a Rick or someone like that, then I could understand. Doing another one, because it looked like he was going through a traumatic phase when he was watching seeing those photos of that kid. I mean, he was already in a fucked up state of mind. And then seeing those kids' photos and realizing that, you know, he just saw this kid's mother dead in the room and shit like that or whatever. It looked like he was going through some other shit or whatever. So he kind of got caught off guard, which I understand from his character point of view. But once again, if it was someone like Rick or someone, then I'd be like, okay, that was a shitty way for that guy to go out, because this dude's been proven he's a badass throughout two seasons now.
Anyway, like I said, I enjoyed the, I agree with you, the cinematography. Enjoyed the opening and the closing. I even enjoyed when he was hallucinating and started listening to the radio, because the radio had everybody as like madmen, you know. And that's really not the case, so.
I actually enjoyed the hell out of it. Not just because they killed Tyrese, I like pretty much everything they kind of set up with it, the flow of it, the pacing of it. It was just, it was good. I like
the different directional take they took with it. Yeah. I love that definitely about it. I think that was the best thing about the show, personally.
Oh, look, I would say this is the best episode I've seen for a while, to be honest.
Well, we haven't seen the show in about 4 months now. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. Exactly, for a while.
And y'all been watching Gotham? So anything?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it was the Gotham.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been watching Gotham for fucking 3 months now. So I don't know
how to give a compliment to a good show.
But you know what? CJ's not alone, though. A lot of people thought this show was weak.
Oh, fuck them. I don't care what they think.
A lot of people would mess
with what they're talking about. Motherfuckers do not know good entertainment when they fucking see it. They just want to be spoon-fed shit. Oh, Gotham. Fucking Muppet Babies, fucking Batman shit. Fuck you.
Cause you tell him, Sam. You tell him.
I didn't watch this episode till today, earlier today, and people was telling me on Facebook saying that, oh, man, if this show is going this route, then I'm done with it. And I was like, going what route? Now I need to know this now. So when I watched it, I was like, going what route?
Thank you.
So I was like, I know they ain't talking about the directional choice, because the directional choice in here was, I thought it was the best thing of the show.
Oh, do you mean you mean going down a character route where actually we tell character stories and actually get detail about the character, not just fucking kill zombie.
Thing is, there was a lot of zombies in here too, though.
That's what they get. How can they save that shit?
It was a good balance between. Some people was making comparisons saying that Better Call Saul was better.
Oh, well,
We'll find out.
We can say that later.
Yeah, we'll save that for the Better Call Saul recap.
Well, all I gotta say is fuck that. I thought that episode was boring. So if you ask me, but
whoa,
yeah, I thought it was interesting but boring.
Yeah.
There's not a damn thing in that show.
Because Tyrese didn't get killed.
Yeah, well, the best thing they had going for that is just pretty much showing the buildup of how Saul, well, became Saul, if who it was. But other than that, I don't think it was really anything else going on in that show. For first episode, I thought it was pretty fucking boring.
Character building.
Yeah, that's why.
That's the fucking answer. Every
it's definitely
time.
Not a bad episode or whatever. Like, it's horrible or whatever and shit like that. Because it was just a one episode or whatever. But as far as putting it on a level of some other better shows, I don't agree with that.
Like Gotham and The Flash.
Okay, well, yeah, it's way better than those two.
I bet people wouldn't agree with you.
I don't give a fuck. Some people suck the dick of Breaking Bad so goddamn much they'll appreciate whatever. But I thought that first episode was pretty boring. I don't think there was nothing in there that you'd rush out to go see.
Not even the beginning or the end?
No.
Wow. Especially the end. The end got me and the beginning got me. Even the middle, just seeing how he became, Saul Goodman and what's going on. You know, you wouldn't even want to realize, like, why is he doing this? Why? When does he become that guy that win his cases and stuff like that, that he can defend all these bad people,
Oh, no, that's interesting. It's what's in the middle of all that. That's what not interesting. Didn't care for. What you just said makes for a good 20-minute show, not for no hour show.
So you say, let me be condensed a little bit, huh?
Well, just that episode. I don't want to deframe that whole show or whatever.
Because aren't they having another episode tonight? Or today? Or
yeah, whatever. Right. It's on right now.
It's on right now, actually, whatever. I don't want to deframe the whole show, whatever, but people talking about how amazing it was, and, I'm here to tell you straight up that it wasn't that goddamn amazing. I wouldn't tell nobody.
But they're doing a spinoff called You Better Call Tyrese.
No. I thought you were going to say Better Call Slave Master.
Better Call Mill. Better Call Mill. Now, come on.
Better Call Mill. I love that show. But Saul Goodman's my favorite character from Breaking Bad, so... if anyone had more expectations, it was definitely me watching that show.
It's the first episode. We'll wait and see. Wait and see.
Yeah.
Better call Tyrese is like this. Ring, ring. Hello? You need a babysitter? Baby. I'll be there. Don't worry. Sometimes you lose the one you love when you watch other people.
Nah, that nigga's a hotline psychiatrist. He's here to tell you just like, I've been through your pain now. Kind of like CJ. I've been through your pain, brother. All you gotta do is run away from that child, and you never gotta.
Oh my god!
And now CJ doesn't raise that child.
Don't worry, CJ. Unlike Tyrese, see, the reason why he died is because he didn't have a P1 to keep him alive. So I'm here to keep you alive, brother. As from what people's been telling me that you said lately.
Rick. That makes you Rick.
That makes me Rick. Hey, so Sam, you better hop up on.
Oh, I didn't need that reason to hop on it.
I do have my beard full grown out now. It's edged up and shaved, but hey.
Oh, hey. Now we're talking.
I have the full beard going, hey. it's not as thick as that or short, but hey, it's something.
It's getting there, eventually.
I can grow it out if I want to, but you know, I'm a GQ gentleman, so you know, I have to look stylish or whatever, you know. I can't be seeing like these motherfuckers in this show now. I can't be looking like that now.
Almost.
We don't live in no zombie apocalypse. You can't look like that.
Thank you. I don't need to look like that. I get ass, so I can't be. You know. Shit. Anyone people out there tells you, oh yeah, it's your personality will get you ass. That's full of shit. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, I get it. Anyone is, oh yeah, personality attracts. Fuck off.
I ain't looking. Yeah. Like
I tell you what, that would be a good Valentine's Day discussion.
Hey, if anyone can do it, it's P1. I'll give you a Valentine's Day special. Sam, you want to be a part of that, girl?
I would love to be a part of the Valentine's Day special.
I ain't never even been in her state and or anywhere near this girl. Her panties been dropping since 3 years now, so it would have done that. Mm-hmm.
You need to get the Stormbird on for the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, gosh. My God. No.
Oh my God. Damn, did you just become Tyrese?
I did. I had a moment where I'm like, I can't. No.
You see that, Wayne? It's all that hanging around CJ. That's what it was. Oh. Brought
it,
out.
it rubs off. It's okay. It's okay. You can let go, Sammy. It's okay.
Yeah, he's dead now, Sammy. You can let go.
Oh, thank God. Ugh.
I love that one shot too with how the projection all of a sudden just kicks into the governor and it's like all of a sudden there's weird freaking images. Like, what the hell is that about?
I loved it.
Governor learned how to use Microsoft PowerPoint.
I was going to say, it's like he started to do a presentation. He's just going to spring out his little magic wand and start pointing to shit.
Yeah. I mean, I love that whole scene though. I love that whole scene with the redneck dude telling him you ain't worth shit. Bob was there telling him it's just like, this is going to happen regardless. You can't outrun this or whatever. The governor saying, why did you want to join? I love that whole conflict, flirtations that was going on between all the groups that were there. Beth and the little girls was telling them, it's better this way. Just accept it and shit like that. You know, it felt like shit was getting worse in this show. What I love about this show is like, you don't even have to see zombies on screen. It feels like ain't no hope for this show. It's just shit's going to get worse no matter what.
Actually, it's pretty much saying no matter where you go, you're fucked.
Yeah. That should be the name of the show now. Walking Dead, hashtag you fucked.
Walking, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I almost started to call the show like, too many blacks, too many blacks.
That's why Merle should have came back.
It takes a lot of brothers to get killed by a zombie and you.
That opening shot, there was a lot of brothers on screen. I was just like, there's a lot of black people.
Yeah, because like, how long were people bitching about, oh, T-Dog's the only black guy in the show, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they brought in the guy from the prison who got killed really quickly. I can't remember his name.
Oh, the inmate. I forgot his name.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, well, see, they don't treat any black persons, you know, with respect. And all of a sudden, it's like, boom, you got Tyree, Sasha, the priest, and, you know, like, what's his name? Mr. Missing Leg, Bob Stokey.
Now, I don't disagree with some of the complaints about that, but I gotta call bullshit on some people that complain about that sometimes. Like, oh, it's not enough black people. It's like, nigga, you ain't even black, so what do you fucking care about it?
Oh, they're the ones I love. The ones I love better are the white people who feel like, I need to defend the black people because they can't stand up for themselves. Like, motherfucker, that's just being racist and ignorant.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I get sick and tired of that shit, whatever. It's like, whenever I watch these shows, the last thing on my mind is just like, you know what? I can't watch this because not enough black or Mexicans in here, you know? I don't give a fuck about what color race you are. And like, that shows you the difference between racist people and non-racist people. It's like, only thing I give a shit about in this show is the story, the progression, and everything else. I don't give a fuck if they put a goddamn Eskimo in the show and people make a big fucking deal about it.
That'd be kind of cool, actually. Just an Eskimo walking around.
You know what? Go to Alaska. The zombies will freeze to death out there. Go to Canada.
Mm-hmm. Be all slow and shit. I'm safe. Oh. I'm fine.
Oh, but another thing The Walking Dead is doing, too, that I said that it should do, is making that spinoff in L.A.
Oh, they do. Oh, my God, L.A.
They fucking do it.
They're doing that? Oh, my God.
Damn. People going to say, damn, P1, you work for The Walking Dead or something? You know what I say? Hell, yes. They're doing the L.A. spinoff.
Oh, great. They're going to run into you and Cody in the apocalyptic world.
You goddamn right. Cody, sorry, brother, but if it gets a chance, I'm going to pull the Shane on your ass. You're going to be old as fuck. I said what Shane did was wrong. I never said I wouldn't do it now.
Shane didn't do anything wrong. I'll still stand by the motherfucker.
Oh my god.
There you go.
You're still Sammy my brother, no matter what. Shane, my brother.
Wolves not far. Sammy sent it. Oh,
there you go, Wayne.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the Wolves. Give me some new boy to team up with. Because Daryl's a pussy. He'd lost my respect. Rick looks like Santa Claus. I can't follow anyone who looks like Santa. Glenn's just... Glenn's just a meme. And Glenn's a pain.
There's a meme going around with Tyreek's photo on it and saying, I don't always get bitten by The Walking Dead, but when I do, it's because of that Everybody Hates Chris motherfucker. That's a good one.
As much as I did get a little annoyed with that, I did like that because I thought it was nice to see someone who hasn't been around, and I guess in the zombie world, if you will, because that little Noah bitch has been like protected by those police officers for a while. It was nice to see somebody had that breakdown. He had to witness that, you know, the world is fucked. It's always nice to see a new character come into the mix and find out that, you know, his family's pretty much been eaten.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Mostly.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, whatever. I mean, seeing his mom with that big ass hole in her head laying on the floor. She was like, what? Walking Dead comes on at 9? Shit.
Yeah, but was that most of his mom? Or was that like, it could be his maid or something?
You ain't gonna see no black maid now. Come on now. Saying 19 goddamn 70.
Hey, watch Gotham. Shit. Watch Gotham. They're always black maids and black servants.
The 70s.
God, they got mobile phones.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I know. We got cell phones.
Gotham,
who got a cell phone?
I ain't seen one cell phone
that show
yet.
In Gotham, they do all the
P1,
time.
Don't say that. P1, that's always cell phone. You remember Penguin was in the the trash compactor, and then he had the call.
Yeah. That episode, yeah. That one episode.
We had that one episode. That was other episodes.
Every show.
Hey, and that one
P1,
scene.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Whole fucking P1, time.
Just stop right now. You are going too far, God. Man. There were cell phones and several. There were more than one episode with cell phones,
fuck
man.
Up, nigga.
You lost it this time.
In that one scene, they finally realized, oh yeah, we got technology. Let's use it. Whatever. That nigga used that phone 4 fucking times and never got brought up again.
They had headphones in that episode.
Just no, in that episode, that scene, that one fucking scene. CJ, you can't even talk because your black ass on the field
with him. I've been watching.
This is what Gotham does to people. It makes people fight.
When the fuck is the last time your black ass been on a show?
two episodes ago, okay?
On my ass.
It was 2 episodes.
Cody brought up a good point on last episode. Is CJ even a part of this damn show anymore? I'm here to answer that, Cody. No. Don't get your ass hold up.
Oh, my God.
But he is right, P1. They do use mobile phones or cell phones a fair bit in that show.
Finally.
Oh, good old Skype fucking up again.
Is it? Okay.
There it goes back. Well, at least I'm back. I don't know about everyone else.
Here we are.
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I'd never heard it broke up.
Yeah, it broke up. I think CJ's gone. There you go.
I'm here.
No, he's back. He did a Tyrese. But yes, people, I guess final thoughts on this wonderful, lovely episode that CJ obviously worshipped. So how about we start with you, CJ?
This episode.
Oh, boo-hoo. I'm so sad. CJ, one of those things. Oh, man, Tyrese is gone.
Pretty nice.
Stayed there, took care of that baby.
I enjoyed the fact that the episode did not go ahead. And it wasn't predictable. It had a lot of great moments in the episode, and I can't wait to finish out the rest of the season. So, there you
go. What the hell are you bitching about? This
you part? Really are disappointed. You are disappointed that he's dead.
Don't lay funny. Don't lay. You got something negative to say? What the fuck?
I don't have really anything negative to say, man. Just because I'm disappointed in something, that doesn't mean I gotta hate it.
I didn't say you had to hate it, but you just got done praising after you just said, well, you know, I wasn't really feeling the show.
I wasn't, but it was still good. It was filmed correctly. It had a good script.
So there okay.
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 Sammy, your thoughts.
Oh, my God. Okay. As for a mid-season, you know, comeback, I really enjoyed it. It's one of the best, actually, if not the best,
been here for the fucking longest. I've been waiting on y'all.
Hey, I can't help it. I get cut off by fucking internet pirates like that fucking idiot at the end of Gotham. Came round in my room and turned my shit off.
Fuck off for living on some abandoned island.
He's out there with Fish Mooney trying to fight the survive.
He's fighting Captain Boomba Clock.
Who hey. Was that guy? Was that just some random ass black man?
That was Tyrese.
Yeah. We'll find out next episode, at least.
Dude, we'll find out. We won't.
Yeah, like, you know what? As soon as they ran towards each other, all I saw was, you remember the DC game that just came out? The DC fighting game?
Yep, the Injustice Guys.
Yeah, you know, you have them run against each other to do that clash. That's exactly what they look
like.
Yeah,
when they do that little, I guess who would win in a battle between two, and you gotta press the button if you have more stronger LP on them and shit like that. Yeah,
that's exactly what
Please,
they look like.
Don't give them any ideas.
What do you mean, don't give them ideas? They already took the ideas.
Yeah, but they're going to put that shit in Gotham.
They already did.
Fish Mooney going to be a download character. They already got the arrow. He's in the Gods Among Us. So.
Don't give him any wrong ideas, please.
The other day.
Yeah.
But you know what? Where we left off was Sammy was giving her recap of this show. And then the fucking kind of a machine started to freeze me up.
I was so rudely interrupted. We know it's my fault that Skype breaks. Anyways.
Yeah, well, I will agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, it's my fault. We know. It doesn't need to be said anymore. my recap of this season opening, I fucking loved it. It was one of the best season openers that The Walking Dead has had.
Oh, wow.
Hate if not coming. The best. That's fine. They can go fuck themselves. I like the little shout-outs here and there. Like, the only shout-out to Negan that there was, you all can shut the fuck up and stop digging, was when Glenn picked up that fucking baseball bat. That was the only shout-out to Negan. That's it. Suck a dick. The editing was superb. suck an Indian dick. The editing was superb. Dick, the music was better. Pardon?
How big is an Indian dick?
Yeah. What, how big is it?
Yeah, how big is it?
Well, it seems like sizes vary.
Does it get rubber? Oh,
okay, you wouldn't know if it's stink.
Goddamn.
That's a good one, P1. That's a good one.
No, okay, I watched into that one. This episode has left me with a lot of questions, like why were there walkers that were literally ripped apart with W's carved into their foreheads? Now, animals usually don't do that.
Because Bush is in here now. George W. Bush.
Stands for Wayne.
George W. Bush, yeah, that's it. Thank you for clearing that up for me. I don't know why a pack of wolves would rip apart a horde of walkers.
Because wolves, you don't fuck with wolves.
So, like, I don't understand. Like, so that's left me with some questions. The fact that there was walkers pulled apart, the fact that the houses were burnt from the inside, not from the out.
It looked like they were attacked with rocket launchers, too.
Yeah, a lot of it was crazy.
Told you, that guy from the end of Gotham came in and attacked them.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know what it was? It was Liam Neeson with the wolves from the Grey.
Oh, yes!
That's exactly it.
Awesome!
Yeah, he didn't kill him. He trained him at the end of that film. That's why they didn't show the ending, because people would have been pissed off if they saw that. But he's going to show up and tell the wolves, you know, show them your Pacific set of skills real quick. Or whatever. So, yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
But all in all, I really enjoyed this episode. I'm really looking forward to it. It has me guessing on what's happening. Is it a trained pack of wolves? Is it just a regular pack of wolves? And it's just something that they're going to have to deal with finally, like the wildlife? That would be really interesting for them to interact like that. But all in all, I'm really, really jazzed for this to come back. I'm super excited.
Mr.
What are you excited for, Sammy? Walking Dead or being back on a podcast?
Both.
Yay. Okay. Your answer ain't supposed to be both. It's supposed to be the second one, but whatever. Sammy, we see how you feel then.
Well, of course. Oh, what? We want to number it right now? Of course, being back on the podcast. And then
which are three favorite men?
Oh, of course. The only men in the
world. You fill all the holes in your life.
Yeah, that's right. We set up TPs and knock them down for you.
Oh my.
That's right.
I'm so lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're missing Cody, all right? The main man.
Oh, she's Snapchatting with him right now.
Form the head.
Not Snapchatting! No, you gave me shit and I've never done it since.
Yeah, you goddamn right I gave you. Which one?
Obviously, I have an iPhone 5. Oh, that's Mrs. P1.
Yeah.
Mrs. P1 got an iPhone 5. I mean, I'm just showing you a will.
How is the missus anyway? How is the missus?
Yeah. Lovely cat.
Fucking interrupted my goddamn show right now. Just seen the look I just gave her right now. This is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What y'all talking about now?
She want you to stop getting her iPhone 5. Get her a 6, man. It's out.
Shit, get her on. Can't share with me now. Come on.
She's on your plan. I saw your plan. She's all good.
Hey, don't be, hey, I did taxes today, so I don't want to hear that shit, whatever and shit. You second person tell me you make too much now. They're like, fuck you. I make too much. Ain't that a bitch, dude? Like, you make too much. I ain't never heard that statement before. You know, well, you make too much now, so we're going to deduct that from you real quick. And I looked at that, I was like, that number looked big right there.
Happens when you're rich, man. Bro.
Apparently, Uncle Sam don't see it that way, though. Fucker. Wayne, edit that out.
Can't. Told you, can't edit life. I've said this multiple times.
Can't edit life. Lazy motherfucker.
But yes, Mr. P1.
I don't need that motherfucker.
Reek. What? Don't need me. How can he not need me?
What are you talking about, Wayne? What?
I said final thoughts, motherfucker.
Nigga, I go last, shit.
Oh, well.
You are last.
I don't need to say shit. People know my thoughts.
No, because I know what Wayne likes to do. He waits for all of us to talk just so he can say, yeah, you guys said it all.
Yeah. He's worked me out after all this time.
Yeah, I've been figured you out. I'm like, nah, fuck that, Wayne. You're about to see. Nah, I'll go. Watch, I guarantee he's going to say that. If I wouldn't have said that, he would have said that shit.
I completely agree, P1.
I thought it was a great episode, man. I thought it was very interesting. Wasn't one of the best, but definitely one of the best season premiere episodes. Definitely, I like the directional turn it took. Very different from any other episode. It was because, you know, when they kill off a main character or whatever, it kind of almost falls in a formulaic form. I thought this one was very fucking different from it. I liked the little conflict that Tyrese was having, if they were trying to consider, like, if he was a psychopath or not, that was going on. And then I like seeing all those characters come back, who kind of had an impact in, I guess, Tyrese's run on this show, or whatever, as far as dealing with, you know, his character motivations and stuff like that. Cinematography, I thought, was beautiful in this show. There was a lot of beautiful shots in here, especially the opening title credit scene. I was really impressed with that. This show never dumps down or cheaps down its, special effects, which I really appreciate about it. Characters were great. I noticed they always do this with the season premieres, too. It always leaves you more hopeless than what it is, and I'm sure it's going to get into something. But, yeah, I'm interested to see what these episodes come back in more, too. So,
yeah, I completely agree, P1. Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Well, look, I'll give my little recap. I like the episode. I thought it was really good. As Sammy said, one of the best kind of starts to a mid-season or season that there has been. So I'm so glad my two hated characters are now gone, Beth and Tyrese. Thank fuck for that, because they were just bringing this shit down completely.
They've gotten rid of all the bad characters we hated now.
No, the priest. He's a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he undo shit, though.
He's quite right. That's why he's a pain in the ass. And Glenn. I want Glenn gone.
I usually want Glenn gone because of Maggie.
Damn straight!
like, why would you even want him? Like, I like the competition that he's alive, because I was like, Glenn getting that before I can. Come on.
Competition. That ain't no competition. Look at him.
Exactly. So why you want him dead then? You scared of Glenn?
What, scared? Scared of what?
I don't need Glenn dead to get Maggie.
I'd walk up to a Maggie. If I was in that world, I'd walk up, just palm face him in the fucking face, push him aside, say, look, you step aside, little man, I've got this.
And she'd be like, you're such a brute. I don't like that about you.
That's a, yeah.
That's
bullshit. Women, Sammy backed me up. Women like the bad guys, no matter what it
is.
They like bastards, alright? Simple as that.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't ask me. I like Rick. So.
Rick's a bastard.
She came up and knocked her little man down. Yeah, she would love that.
Rick's a bastard. What are you talking about? You like Rick because he's a bastard.
Rick's not a bastard.
He killed Shane. That's bastard.
Shane needed to die.
Now that was a true bastard.
He raped a bitch.
Exactly, true bastard. But you know what? Women loved him because he's a bastard.
I never heard not once one woman liking that motherfucker. I never heard that.
They don't say it because they don't want to admit to it.
They don't
want to admit to liking Shane because he's a bastard. So they keep it in secret. All right.
His last scene was trying to rape a bitch.
No, it wasn't. He was trying to kill his best friend.
Fuck. So he spent season one trying to screw his best friend's wife, and then he spent season two trying to screw his best friend. Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's what friends do, okay?
Women have never talked about any male character besides Daryl in this show. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's because they talk about Daryl, but they want Shane.
They want
it. Okay.
All right,
Wayne.
That's my synopsis of this episode, anyway.
Will you?
You wonder why I go live.
I don't know what was happening to him. He's trying to beat around the bush.
You see, CJ? See why I let that woman go last? You tell Wayne to go first.
All right, next episode, I'll go first. I'll go first. It'll just be really confusing. There you go.
Notice. Go back and listen to every recap. Wayne always goes last. And he goes, oh, well, you know, look, he's...
Hey, I'm not denying it. I'm not denying it. It's true. It's strategy. See, I'm like, I do as little as I possibly can.
I know strategy. I know your ass now. I know you fucking...
Damn it, my secret's revealed. See, this is the way I'd survive a zombie apocalypse. I'd get everyone else to do all the work for me and just sponge off them.
And you see how I'd be the only nigga staring at you.
Uh-huh. You're like, get your own fucking water. There you go, people. That's the Walking Dead.
You want to get your water?
Huh?
You want to get your water? I would love to see you tell Sammy and CJ, go fetch my water.
Yeah, but I'd make out my legs are sore.
You made me do what?
What? Yeah, get my water and stuff and what? Food and... Yeah.
Excuse you, motherfucker.
You know you would, Sammy. Yeah. It's alright.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay.
See? You just said okay, so there you go. You said it was okay. Awesome.
What off the DP at that
office? That's what it is. It's okay. Wait till the zombie apocalypse happens, Wayne.
I'll be dead in a matter of seconds. I know.
Look where your ass is. And I'll be waving to you as the zombies tear you apart. Bye, Wayne.
They would tear me apart. They'd love me. They'd want me to be one of them.
They'd want me to be one of them.
I'm sure they'd love you, yeah.
I'd hang out with Merle and all me people. I'll be alright.
They'd run away from me because my blood is filled with alcohol, so they'd just be like, well, shit, ain't no point in biting him, so.
What if you had AIDS? Would they still bite you?
What?
Well, AIDS might be poisonous to walkers, too.
Holy fuck.
But they're already dead, though, man.
Yeah, but then they can be dead with AIDS, so they can be even worse. You can get bitten with
AIDS. Okay. Oh, my God.
So when
okay,
you get
so
bit
everyone else is walking dead?
So let me break this lie. When you get bit by a zombie that has AIDS, so you're going to be more worried about having AIDS than you will dying?
I would be. I wouldn't want AIDS.
I like where Wayne's head is at, though.
But then again, if you're like Magic Johnson, you can play really good basketball. So.
Damn. You know, he's been playing good basketball before he had AIDS, right?
No, that never happened.
Oh.
AIDS is what made him a good basketball player. Didn't you know that? That's why he's called Magic.
Oh my fucking God.
Magic Johnson is the only motherfucker that can say, hey, I fucked a Martian to get these. So don't say, hey, you think P1's fucked around a lot, whatever. You talking about Johnson. Now, that brother's fucked a lot.
Magic Johnson like, I got AIDS and got rid of it and then got AIDS again.
Yeah, because his basketball skills dropped. That's why he had to get it back.
Oh my God.
I guess Corny's retired after Yeah, but you know what? That nigga runs everything now. That motherfucker got a Starbucks, a theater, his own restaurant and shit. That motherfucker owns everything. The LA Dodgers, he owns it all.
All because of AIDS, see?
Yeah, Wayne's pretty much saying now, when you go to the doctor and he says, you positive? God damn, yes!
In the money, ka-ching!
I'm going to go get me a Starbucks.
I'm going to go play me some basketball.
And when you find out you're negative, damn.
Damn.
No business opportunities for me.
Just start sleeping around with all these monkeys and shit, trying to get AIDS.
Well, I got to be monkeys.
Hey, that's where it came from. Hey, that's where AIDS came from, for monkeys. You can deny that shit. It's true. Look up AIDS and where it came from. Wait.
Who the fuck makes a decision that I'm gonna sleep with monkeys and go back to human people?
Yeah, look it up where AIDS came from.
Once you make a firm decision of fucking monkeys, I think you pretty much made your decision of who you gonna fuck for the rest of your life. That's you've like telling a pedophile to go to a grown adult to fuck.
You've never fucked a monkey?
Wayne, I'm P1. Come on.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
Do I have to answer that? I mean, Jesus. People, this should be ruined. We're done. What the hell?
Hey, what the hell?
Fucking AIDS, fucking monkey fucking.
Yeah, Sam. I'm going to be more worried about the AIDS than the zombies. All right.
Welcome back to Jungle Love, people.
We're just educating people to watch out for. If you do get AIDS, just don't fuck a monkey. And if you do, then start taking up basketball because you'll be really good at it.
Like Wayne, he's just like, I read about it. You fuck a monkey because it's like, damn, Wayne, you just proved how white you are on this show. He's like, I read an article.
I read on Wikipedia. Wikipedia tells you everything.
The whitest nigga on this show now.
No, right there, photo, monkey, AIDS. Found it. Origins of AIDS. Non-human primates in Western Central Africa. Transmitted to humans in the early 20th century. There you go.
Problem. Hey, CJ, I think if you look up an article where it says black people go to hell, I think it's called the Bible or whatever, I think that's written down too on Wikipedia as well. So,
The Bible's all lies. You know the Bible.
Yeah, just because it's written, Rain, I don't think it means it's real. But
Bible's bullshit. So. But monkeys brought AIDS. Look at them. Look how guilty they look.
Broad AIDS.
Haven't you seen Planet of the Apes?
I didn't know there was any loose monkeys in L.A. to, you know, to be fucking or whatever. Unless, Wayne, you're trying to make a metaphor of saying monkeys are black people.
No, I'm just saying Magic Johnson went over to Central Cameroon and fucked an ape. That's what it says.
See, you keep bringing up Matt Johnson and you keep saying monkeys and now he's saying, it's like, where are you getting at, Wayne?
This has got nothing to do with, black and white. There's white monkeys. Look, there's one right here. It's all white.
White monkeys.
It is. That's a white monkey.
I didn't think you crossed that racist line now. CJ, control your man.
Wait, just calm down, man. All right. That's all of it, folks.
New world. The owl monkey. An owl monkey, which is white.
I'm a phenomenal one.
I'm coming down.
I don't know what I am at the moment. I'm confused.
You're a racist motherfucker. That's what you are.
Fucking racist.
Yeah, I would definitely be killed in a zombie apocalypse.